A sore that comes to a head.
A bowl.
When the boil opens, what's the stuff that
drops? Coal.
Huh?
Coal.
Okay. Or the stuff that...
There's coal inside of it.
Uh-huh. And then that white...
White coal comes out.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes back and heal up again.
Uh-huh. What else comes out with the core?
Blood. Oh, like puffs.
Uh-huh. And when you open a blister, what comes out?
Blood come out of it.
Or just
water.
Uh-huh. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
The wound.
Uh-huh. And sometimes the wound doesn't heal back clean like it's supposed to. It gets something growing over it, and it's got to be cut out or burned out.
They have to sew it back up again.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear that called some kind of flesh?
No.
Did you ever hear plowed flesh or proud flesh?
Hmm. Brown flesh.
Huh?
You said brown flesh?
Proud flesh or plowed flesh?
Plowed flesh.
Huh?
A wound?
Uh-huh.
With plowed flesh, yeah.
What is that?
It says open. See, I don't know what that is.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid that stings that you could put on it would be?
Methylic.
Uh-huh. What stings? That you?
Alcohol.
Uh-huh. What else?
And turpentine time.
What did they used to put on it? A little bottle that...
Little bottle of, methylic.
Uh-huh. What else?
Mercurial comb.
What about that brown stuff? What about
iodine.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Bitter medicine? 3/6.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's what I take for my chill. When I have the chill and have that fever.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works good. It runs all that fever out of me. That's the only thing I tell them when they tell me they got the flu or anything. I say, go take get you some 3/6 and take it. And they say, oh, I don't like that. That's too nasty. And I said, take your dose of Castor. Oh, they don't want that no more. I said, that's all he used to take them days. 3/6 in the Castor.
Uh-huh.
That's all I take in my days. And it done me good. And a little tugging time in it, you know. And put a little sugar in it, sweeten it up, and bring it on down. I used to give all my babies Castor. And it done them all good.
You put turpentine with the castor oil?
Yeah, a little tugging time. Mm-hmm.
Why do you put the turpentine in?
Well, that can get that sewing is out. And the thing wake up the cold too. Mm-hmm. It done good. And it worked like I don't know what they call that castor oil. I give them a little teaspoon and a little water. And sometimes I don't put it in when the baby's like, it's like a grown people that cast that turpentine. But the little baby's just a little warm, a little hot water, warm water.
Uh-huh.
And the castor, a teaspoon of the castor, and then put a little sugar and sweeten it and give it to them. And they take it on down. Out the spoon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And next thing is, it's waking them and gets all that cold out of them. And they'll get all right.
It works as a laxative?
Like a laxative, uh-huh. And it's good. That's all after my baby was born, that's what Mama gave me, a big dose of it to go on through me to clean me out. My third day. So you got to take your cast on the third night. So I go ahead on and take my, and it cleaned me on out after my baby was all born.